This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Tell me he didn't just say that.
He was in everyone's mind, but I'm the one who said it.
What did you just say?
There, I said it.
These are opinions offered by those that would like to have them heard. Posted on the internet, brought to the radio. See if you agree. 12-ounce cans of alcohol should be banned. Fill my pint glass or F off. There, I said it. Yeah!
I'm with you. I'm with you, King.
Right. How about that?
Yeah.
When faced with a "your password has been compromised as part of a data leak" email, I balance the risk of potential fraud versus the mental health impact of having to remember another password in my life. The latter usually wins, and I don't change it. There, I said it. Adults wearing overalls, you look like a toddler, and I do not respect you. There, I said it.
Hey, man, it's a functional piece of clothing.
That's hysterical. And I do not respect you. That's fantastic. That's like the new diss of when somebody's driving badly and you give them the thumbs down instead of the finger. Like, it really cuts.
I do not respect you.
I got to start doing that. I still give the finger.
That's what I'm going to yell the next time somebody cuts me off in traffic. I do not respect you!
Yeah, thumbs down!
Dislike.
Getting a thumbs down.
The fact that you can now pay for a subscription service to help you manage your subscription services shows that real life has gone beyond parody and straight into turd town. There, I said it.
Yeah.
You need insurance.
Yes, you need insurance. Exactly right, man. Gordon Ramsay's kitchen nightmares is crap. Crap. He shouts at them for 40 minutes. There you go. He shouts at them for 40 minutes and then spends $100,000 refurbishing their restaurant and cooks all the food for them. What an effing business genius this guy is. There, I said it. That is interesting. They yell. It's like a bar rescue. Yeah. Then I get you a bunch of free stuff, and I redo the whole thing. I bring in a chef to make you a new menu. I bring in bartenders to make you new drinks.
Have you ever heard...
Who has that budget when they open a business?
Have you ever heard, like, with that particular guy, Gordon Ramsay, that that's just a show, he's really a nice guy?
Yeah.
I don't recall anybody ever being on one of those shows coming out saying, well, yeah, he yelled at me, but he actually is really a nice guy.
I know he's a softie with his daughters
with
and
his kids.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. But, I think if you run a kitchen, I don't know, around here... Nobody says please and thank you because we're short on time. It's a time driven. Nobody takes it personally, I hope, but it's time driven. Hey, grab that. Give me that. You know, those kind of moments.
Yeah.
So if an observer might think that it's maybe a little curt, I don't know. But
yeah,
by the same, I would imagine working in a kitchen.
You're holding up the bit. Read the next one.
Please and thank you.
I offered an opinion on my own radio show. And that happened. There, I said it.
Toot and coveralls will stop it respecting you.
The next one is great. We all have one friend who goes to Thailand to, quote, visit temples or see some sort of rice terraces. We all know the real reason. There, I said it. It is sus.
A little bit. Well, my brother went over there and married a girl.
I know. At least he was honest.
Yeah.
Please don't mock us middle-aged men when you see us going through a midlife crisis. It's usually a sign that we've finally woken up to the fact that we've only got one life to live. Time is running out, and we need to try some things that we've always wanted to try. There, I said it.
No. Sometimes you catch people doing just ridiculous, stupid stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Well, that would be their point, is that we're trying these things that I never...
Before we die.
Yeah.
Before I die, I want to do this one thing one more time.
I get it. You know, like, I'm just going out and buying a brand new Corvette.
Yeah.
Don't need it.
Yeah.
Could you save the money for something else? That I understand.
Huh.
But there's some other stuff that I just wouldn't do.
But the random trip to Thailand.
Yeah.
Right. It is kind of weird.
Just leave me alone.
The pockets full of candy. Really odd.
Oh, gosh, that's horrible.
The half a foot long receipt from Adam and Eve.
Vampires hating garlic is a rumor spread by vampires just to make you taste more delicious. There, I said it. Here, put this around your neck to repel me. You're all garlicky.
Yeah, who doesn't like garlic?
Ooh, I know.
You know what else we hate is butter.
Yeah. I just talked to someone who explained his side hustle and that he's a wellness accelerator. Why can't you just say, my second job is being a BSing asshat? There, I said it. Wellness accelerator. And then finally this. We need to normalize discussing how much you enjoyed your last poop. There, I said it. Yes. Yes. Slow clap. Yes. It was cleansing.
Yeah.
I felt a weight was off of me. I was, in fact, I was tired and I wanted to lay down. It was a comfortable. It was like I just got there working out.
But first, I'm going to eat something.
Right. Now you get why babies take a big dump and then go to sleep.
They're
like, oh, it's so much better.
They love it. Yeah. How many times have I gone to the fourth floor restroom to relieve myself and had to move some sleeping baby out of the way?
That's right.
Yeah. 3 o'clock in the morning, just a room full of babies, all of them in Essie diapers.
Get out of the way. Grim.
Get out.
I got poop.
Kicking, just moving them with my feet. There you go. That's there. I said it.